Body image and eating disorders, the bane of rich countries, have become a serious problem in the Czech Republic in the last few years. More and more teenage girls starve themselves almost to death in the hope of acquiring the ultra-skinny look of fashion models, while young men take steroids to try and build up rippling lean muscles. According to statistics, 5% of the population now suffers from some kind of eating disorder, but experts believe the number could be much, much higher. Daniela Lazarova has the story.
A recent poll among Czech women showed to what extent they're affected by the present-day concept of beauty as dictated by the beauty and fashion empire. The vast majority of respondents said they did not feel beautiful and needed to lose weight. Out of 1,000 respondents, only 10 were perfectly happy with their body shape and weight. Dr. Hanna Papežová heads a newly reconstructed unit for eating disorders at the Medical School of Charles University.
The pressure of society to be slim, it's getting more and more intense, I would say. The slimness that are imposed to all these people, there are slimness that you cannot really achieve by normal eating behavior. Majority of the people have to starve to, you know, get so slim.
Although problems such as anorexia and bulimia have received quite a lot of publicity, not many people are aware that men suffer from body image problems as well. Dr. Papežová says that 5 to 10% of her inpatients are men.
That's the new phenomena, that young men are dissatisfied with their body because they don't have big enough muscles, you know, and then they abuse anabolics and other things to cheat the nature, let's say. The effect is like a reverse anorexia. More they have muscles, more they are dissatisfied with their body, and they are anxious about getting more and more muscles, you know, so they lose the real perception of their body. And they start to be very dissatisfied, anxious, they over-exercise, and then the effect of this is that they lose their relations, they lose their self-esteem, and they start to be socially isolated, depressed, and, you know, that's the illness.
So, is there any chance of curbing this self-destructive trend? Dr. Papežová admits that pitting her small grant against the multi-billion dollar fashion and beauty industry is not easy, but she's not giving up without a fight.
Well, I think that we cannot stop the society to be so foolish about the body, but we can fight against this trend. To go to schools and do some preventive psychoeducational programs, better internet information, better like CD-ROM psychoeducational programs, to do some educational program for teachers. So there are, you know, a lot of work to be done. But yeah, yes, we can see the, you know, the direction where to go.
Dr. Hanna Papežová there, talking to Radio Prague's Daniela Lazarová.